At 6:31 last Thursday morning comes first word from a CAL FIRE dispatcher alerting engines to go check out a report of a downed PG&E power line near the tiny town of Polga.
Possibly in the area of Camp Creek Road. RP was calling from the Poe Dam. Looking across under the high tension power line, there is a possible power line hazard.
Sure enough, one fire crew confirms the high voltage transmission line is down, and another spots the fire below it.
This has got potential for a major incident. Request 15 additional engines.
On these recordings obtained by KCBS through Broadcastify, you can hear the fire is still small, but it's about to blow up.
Probably 10 acres from what I can see, and got a really good wind on it. Critical rate of spread here shortly when it gets out of the maintained vegetation under the power line. It's going to get into the brush and timber.
As the dispatcher sends more engines and orders air support, the evacuations begin.
I'm going to have 2176 go down into the community of Polga and evacuate it.
The California Public Utilities Commission tells KCBS it is investigating whether PG&E followed rules and regulations in maintaining that transmission line. It is doing the same with SoCal Edison, which also reported a malfunction just before the Woolsey fire broke out. CAL FIRE is not nearly ready to name the cause of either fire, and PG&E notes no official cause has been determined. But the woman who owns the town of Polga tells the Bay Area News Group the utility emailed her the day before to say that transmission tower was sparking and needed attention. Doug Sovereign, KCBS.